filled with more drama than a play at the Civic Center. Ken Kurt and Tawny's What Happened, presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
All right, we're back. Our listener Kyle says Michelle's ghosting him. He said they matched, hit it off pretty well, and both had a interest in cooking, a love of cooking. So he asked her over for a dinner date, and she suggested beef stroganoff. He went and bought all the ingredients. They cooked together. He thought they had a great time. But Michelle said, so he didn't tell you about his mom, huh? And no, he didn't, Michelle.
No.
So why don't you tell us? What's with Kyle's mom? What happened?
Well, you know, if he told me we were cooking dinner for her, I never would have said yes.
Cooking dinner for her?
Ooh. Like you took it to her?
No, so So we cooked dinner. She wasn't there for the cooking part, right? She was just there for dinner. It was beyond awkward.
She was there for dinner.
Like there were three of you?
I know this is all very confusing. So she and I were cooking dinner, right? Which is I thought was going to be the date.
Right.
I noticed that he was setting a third place, like a third table setting. And I was like, hey, why are you setting an extra place? And he was like, oh, it's a family tradition to always set an extra place. So I was like, okay, shut it off. And then the doorbell rang. And his mom charged in, apologizing for being late.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What?
I get why you're ghosting him now.
What?
And also, Kyle's math, then he should have had four place settings because there was an extra person, and you still need to set one extra. Wait!
Okay, well, let's bring Kyle back onto the show. Kyle!
Kyle!
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Kyle, hi, Kyle.
You left a big part out, Kyle.
I don't know why this is so weird. I mean, Mama told me she'd been wanting to cook me to cook for her for months, and it just so happens her favorite dinner is beef stroganoff. So I figured, why not, you know, bring her over? It would be mean to not invite her if that's what we're cooking.
Okay, I'm not sure what I'm shocked about most here. The fact that you had mom come over or that we found two people who love beef stroganoff.
Is there a Des Moines beef stroganoff, like, district that I don't know about?
Right.
This is crazy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'll just say this. Kyle, you need to learn to make a choice. Have a date night or spend time with your mom. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I do. If it helps, she really liked you.
I'm sorry. I can't even dignify that with a response. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There goes Michelle.
Yeah, she really
hung up.
She really did go, Kyle.
I feel like Michelle wanted to dim the light so she could escape.
I would hope the mom wasn't there when she made that suggestion.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Kyle, well, I think you got to give a heads up in the future on that sort of thing. You know, hey, I'm inviting my mom, too. Probably a date would like to know that.
I guess so.
Isn't that like a big step in a relationship, meeting the parents?
Yeah.
Like, not just, oh, hey, mom's here. What?
What's amazing is that even after all this talk, I have no craving for beef stroganoff.
Not even a little bit. All right, Kyle, sorry we couldn't get you any better answer today, but at least you know what happened.
Yeah, well, thanks for trying.
All right, you take care. Kyle. Bye-bye.
We're all going to need a little therapy after that one. Ken Kurt and Tawny's What Happened? Presented by Pure Salon, the home of hair confidence. Hear it again at star1025.com.